1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, April 27, 2026 edition. Doing a little housekeeping on some text messages that I didn't see when I was talking about school closures. Public school districts across the state of Michigan closing school buildings permanently. Well, John and Julie down in Bay City area, more parents have opted to remove their kids from public education and move them into private and parochial schools. Thankfully, parents have a choice. Joe says, I know a lot of parents that are now homeschooling their kids. So necessarily, what you guys are saying is we don't have a declining population. Parents are just simply choosing to do different types of education. Understand that totally. Well, there's also another aspect of education in the state of Michigan. Last week, the Michigan House passed a budget slashing 62% of state funding from Michigan State University and the University of Michigan. A national survey came out suggesting 78% of college grads believe their degrees were worth the cost. The Quinnipiac University poll data shows 20% with degrees, however, didn't believe the degree was worth either the time nor the money. In the House proposed budget, the cuts they made had more to do with sending a message than being serious about ending the $421 million in funding that is sent to the two Big Ten schools. House advanced their budget out of subcommittee, slashing Michigan State University and U of M by 63%. And it shifts the funds toward scholarships. Now, this is kind of interesting because what they found was that instead of sending the money to the schools, the House education budget advanced out of the Appropriations Subcommittee last week. The cutting of the funding for Michigan State and University of Michigan by roughly 63%. However, they redirected much of the savings towards student scholarship programs. The House bill 5618 includes $174.9 million in overall reduction to higher education spending. However, $470.6 million reduction in universities' funding directly to the two schools. What this includes is a cut of $199 million for Michigan State and $222.3 million for the University of Michigan, while boosting funding for scholarship programs like the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. During his press conference last week, House Speaker Matt Hall said both schools have, quote, lost their way. The University of Michigan is not accepting as many Michigan students as they could, and Michigan State University for helping facilitate the RX prescription for kids program. Paul called this a total scam. He also believes that new mothers receiving benefits from the RX kids program are actually using taxpayer money to buy drugs and alcohol. during the subcommittee meeting, State Representative Matt Longjohn of Portage, a Democrat, questioned the deletion of boilerplate language tied to the Michigan State University programs, including Project Green and the Agricultural Climate Resiliency Program. They removed the sections that directed $5.6 million from ag bioresearch and extension funding and allowed support for climate-focused agricultural work. Long John pointed to recent dam failures and severe weather as a reason to reconsider the changes. He and another Democrat, Julie Rogers from Kalamazoo, also questioned the justification behind the steep cuts to the universities, adding that they are tremendous assets to our state, and we are looking for specific performance metrics. Well, the chair, Greg Markanen, Republican of Hancock, indicated he would speak later on to the discussion of the changes. Michigan State University spokesperson Amber McCann, oh, Amber's back in town, leaving the legislators going to work for Michigan State University. Yeah, I wonder how she got that job. Said that these dramatic cuts are a direct hit to thousands of students, reducing investments in institutions like ours undermines the success of our students and risks Michigan's long-term economic strength. She added that the university educates nearly 51,000 students, including the largest number of in-state residents, and is a major engine for workforce development, research, and innovation. We urge the House lawmakers to reconsider this approach and adopt a funding strategy that reflects both the equity and the impact across the state's higher education system. Over at the University of Michigan, Chris Kolb, Vice President of Government Relations at University of Michigan, echoed those same sentiments, emphasizing the economic impact the university brings for Michigan and urging the House to reconsider the cuts. This is a short-sighted and harmful approach at a time when Michigan should be investing in students, workforce talent, and economic growth, not pulling it back. Cuts of this magnitude would have real consequences for tens of thousands of students, including making it harder to keep University of Michigan's tuition affordable, and could impact around 68,000 jobs supported directly by our two flagship public universities. The higher education plan was part of a broader budget package approved along party lines, including separate bills for the Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential, known as MyLEAP, and community colleges. Another bill, House Bill 5617, would reduce community college funding by $1.9 million overall, though it described as roughly a 1% net increase when accounting for shifts in their base funding. The apparent decrease is largely driven by the removal of one-time appropriations that were included in this year's current fiscal year budget, resulting in about a 3% drop when you compare it to year-to-year totals. Another bill, House Bill 5611, cuts nearly 5% from the MyLEAP program, with reductions spread across multiple programs. Democrats raised concerns about cuts to child care licensing and regulations, early childhood programs, and oversight capacity, warning that they could impact health and safety monitoring at a time of rising measles cases. All three of the budget bills were headed to the House Appropriation Committee, where they were passed, again, along party lines. Republicans voting for them, Democrats voting against them. Now, folks, I have absolutely been calling for this for years. Why, with the endowment funds that the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, Wayne State University, other universities have, why are we giving any money to these universities at all? How is it that Hillsdale College, who takes no funding from the federal government and from the state government, can be thriving in Hillsdale, Michigan? How is that possible? Well, number one, they appeal to parents and kids who want a real education without all this political bias. Michigan State University spending all this money on the green plan. Ideology that a lot of people, including the President of the United States and other Republican leaders in Washington, D.C., have already eliminated in different departments in Washington, D.C. One of the things President Trump's doing, and I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, Department of Transportation is eliminating these boutique fuel blends for the summer. They've suspended it. They're not forcing all these boutique blends of gasoline to be refined heading into this summer. Now, the environmentalists are yelling and screaming, oh, that's going to cause more greenhouse gases to be put into the atmosphere. Folks, you have to understand, they have an agenda, and it is costing not only the state of Michigan, but our country a ton of money. And it's got to stop. I absolutely, totally support these cuts. I think it should have been done a long time ago. And frankly, I don't think they made enough cuts to them at all. I think they should eliminate all of their funding, force them to operate like Hillsdale College and live off of those billions of dollars they're sitting on in their endowments. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Again, I want to remind you that we have the month of July, the Saturdays, all booked up already for you. 4th of July, big birthday party for America, is going to be held at Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. This is an outdoor concert venue. Mark Farner's American Band, already booked. If you go to libertymountainusa.com, there is ticket information on the website. Also, 3 weeks later, Saturday, July 25th, Ted Nugent is coming and giving a concert to benefit the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties. This is a fundraising event. Tickets are available again at their website, libertymountainusa.com. You can reserve your seat. All they need is your information, your name, your address, email address, phone number, and your credit card information. Your credit card will not be charged. It will not be charged. All you have to do is reserve your seat for whatever seat you want. And then as they get closer, based on the number of tickets sold, they then will process your credit card. About 2 weeks before the event, your card will lock in the price at the lowest price available. As more people buy reserved seats, you'll be able to buy the ticket at the very end. The price will slide downward based on the number of ticket sales we get. The costs are fixed to put on these concerts, to put these events on. So you reserve your seat initially, and then as more and more and more people buy their tickets, the price will go down, locked in, and that's what you'll be charged. So again, libertymountainusa.com is the website. 4th of July, big party for America, fireworks display with Mark Farner's American Band. And then 3 weeks later, July 25th, Ted Nugent doing a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and the county parties. So we're excited for those two events down at Liberty Mountain. Now, in between those, the week before the Republican Party fundraiser, Saturday, July 18th, is the 7th annual Antrim County Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. Ian Murphy will be smoking the pork. We will have the ranges open. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. You can shoot your handguns. You can sight in your deer rifles. And this year, we're focused on the young people. Young people can go down to the range safety officers. They will be taught firearm safety. They will shoot a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle, and then their names will be put into a hat. We have two donations already. John Palmer, Palmer Farms, pig farmer in Onaway. He's gone out and purchased a brand new long rifle .22 and some ammunition. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, has already purchased from Tom and Karen Curtis a 20-gauge shotgun. The kids' names will be put into a hat, and then two lucky kids will go home with new firearms. Parents have to be with them, sign for the firearms, give the information to the dealers, and we will get it processed for the kids to be able to take those home with them. Tickets for that event are already on the website, acconservatives.org, O-R-G. So if you want information about the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, text me Pig Roast or Fun Shoot, either one, and I'll send you a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You click on it, read the post. Then in the top right corner, there's a yellow donate button to our PayPal account. When you put in your information, if you're buying tickets for more than one person, in the message box, note to seller, you need to give us the names of everybody that's coming with you. $40 for adults this year, $20 for the teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you to the website, acconservatives.org. You can make the donation. When you make the donation, you will get an email from our PayPal account. That is your ticket. So all you have to do is take a picture of it on your phone or print it out, show it to the security guards at the gate. Saturday, July 18th. From 12 noon to 4 p.m., we've invited the governor candidates, all five of the Republicans, to come and be a part of this. We're excited. This is going to be a blast. July is nothing but parties before the August 4th primary. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make